Our gospel lesson for today comes from Luke's gospel, the second chapter, beginning with verse 8. Listen for God's word to you this Christmas morning. In that region, there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. There will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Are we late? Did we miss the grand spectacle? Yes, it's Christmas morning. The night has faded. The star in the sky has set. The angels have gone their way. And here we are, arriving like the shepherds. We might think the party is over. But what we bring into this sanctuary, into our homes, into our lives, is the wash of memory, the labor pains of birth, the look, the light, the face of Jesus swaddled in bands of cloth, being held by the weary arms of a mother. What we bring into this late arrival is the mother and dad of the baby and what they may have heard outside the stable, a rush of feet, the thunder of sheep hooves, the laughter, the question, is this the place? And with the barn door slightly ajar, and the whimper of a tired mother, and the tiny red scrunched-faced infant, the shepherds must have thought, is this the place? Are we late? Is this what those crazy angels were blasting their song about a savior to usher in peace? Is this where our journey ends, or does it begin here? We don't know if those shepherds had any idea what the message from the sky that interrupted their sheep tending was about. We have even less idea if they thought of themselves as what the prophet Isaiah thought of those who walked in darkness. Well, honestly, I can imagine that they did. Shepherds' life was a solitary life. They were kin to those in our time who live off the grid, who are vagabonds, whose existence depends on how they take care of their sheep, and whether their sheep would bring in the bounty or at least a morsel of a life. They were the rough and tumbled ones. They dwelled in the elements, following the seasons, high and low. They had to find the green pastures, the cup overflowing, the oil that healed their flock. And I can imagine, in anticipating the birth of the Messiah of God, these guys were the least likely ones for a visitation, let alone to be first on the holy to-do list. Luke's gospel always turns the systems and structures on their head. Luke's telling of the story of God's coming in Jesus and his life on earth always places the last first, and it continuously begins with the most hungry in town, whether the rumble in their stomach or in their souls. God also comes to those who are the backstage ones, the stagehands, managing the sheep, keeping watch, who are half awake, half seeking, not considering that they might be pulled onto the holy stage, front and center, first in line, for the greatest show of all time. Nope, these shepherds may never have even considered whether there was a God who cared about them at all. And then it happens. Right then and there, that angel scares the bejesus out of them. Yep, to those dozing shepherds, not only an angel, but the very glory of God fills the night sky with blazing light, and they are terrified. But in an instant, the word, the plain spoken word, comes to them. Do not be afraid. Shed your fear, because yes, I've shaken you awake, and on the heels of your fear is glory, because your trail of terror is awash with the glimpse of God's beauty. Fear gives way to frolicking, and the sheep dance their way to the manger. Yes, well, maybe they figured there'd be a little morsel there for them, too. And the shepherds declare to the exhausted couple the word from on high, the dazzling glory of God. Yes, God. There was a star, they say. It was super scary, they may have said. But this little guy, this scrunched up loaf of a baby, is saving grace. Yes, he's the one. And the might of this message comes to us this day as well. Right in the midst of our days, one foot in front of the other, smack dab in the daily drill of our lives, in the plain old human life we awaken to every day, God's promised one arrives, clothed in bands of cloth. And the promise that startled those shepherds is the startling goodness of a child that holds abundance for us. It is clear to me that the way most of us experience the power of the living Christ is often through hardship, through bleak nights, much worry, too many hours of monotony giving way to bewildering wonder. And as the shepherd's story resounded through the land, it is a magnificent word of peace to those with whom God is pleased. And it may be the most remarkable word of those shepherds' lives. The shepherds may well have been the most receptive to these words. I thought of this astonishing promise in a rather odd place recently. I realized that through COVID's intensity, that it landed many of us in the deep straits of isolation and loneliness. The connections among many of us was to talk about what Netflix or video, Prime Video, that we were watching. And I admit that I'm not a TV junkie, but my spouse, Tom, and I found ourselves caught up in the soap opera family tangles of a series entitled The Last Tango in Halifax. It takes us to Britain, to the late life marriage of Alan and Sylvia, who found each other on the internet and who had had a high school crush, they discovered later, on each other, but through a series of misses, it never flourished. Well, this series lands us in the world of two families dealing with infidelity, anger, frustration, walking the dark days of difficulty, and also into many shining moments of love and compassion and joy. But what I loved about it is that it helps us see that when the secrets in our relationship comes to light, when the pain and anguish of relationship that simmers under the surface erupt or is simply shared, a bright light a word, a great joy, and peace born of conflict and consternation arises. And what is really interesting about this particular show is that it shows up in two children in the series, both of whom were surprises in the story. One, an unplanned pregnancy, and the other, a child delivered when the mother dies in an accident. And the children's innocence, their laughter, the way the two little ones wind up loving each other, is a kind of holy birthing in a new way in a very stressed out family system. And there's innocent peace in the midst of it, like the shepherd's message of peace. I also thought of the promise of peace, a real peace, as I watched the absolutely historic moment of the president of Ukraine's visit to Congress this past week. What seemed impossible, a leader braving it out in a staggering war, standing here in the U.S. speaking to those of us who are dwelling in relative ease. And by contrast, it may well give us a glimpse of the peace that might come. Diana Butler Bass, a theological commentator, reflected on the visit this way. She said, "It made me uncomfortable that Zelensky basically asked for more bombs in a Christmas-tide address, but he can even think, even utter the word peace, considering the fear and violence that he and his fellow citizens have survived, is a bit of a miracle. To hope amid horror, to reflect on the meaning of even the most impossible peace in a profound human echo is that of the angelic song of so long ago, God's dream, Isaiah's vision, Jesus' life and teaching. It is never too late for such a dream, for the absolute power of human vision, and we, like the shepherds, may find ourselves in a dark place when out of nowhere the word comes, do not be afraid, it's not too late. It is here in the neck of time that the holy word comes from on high, and the word is go to the manger, to the place of new life, to behold the child, the saving grace for all of us. Because if there's any possibility, I mean any possibility for peace on earth, any possibility for goodwill to all, then you've arrived in that place. Yes, right here, right now, you hear the astonishing good news of great joy for all the people. You come indeed watching your flocks, your eyes cast across the great expanse of your life. And today, with such a grand announcement, such a glorious chorus of joy, you arrive at nothing more, nothing less than the greatest miracle ever witnessed in the history of the world. You arrive to view under the bands of cloth a baby who is God. Yes, a helpless infant who lifts the darkness of the day and the bleakness of midwinter with a diadem of exquisite beauty. So where do you go when you leave this birth? What comes after the good news, the astonishing news that's been shared with you? Do you return to your workplace or your family, your apartment, your field, untouched, unchanged? Or do you leave like our kin, those shepherds, turning over in their mind what they have seen, what they've heard, never to be the same again? Does this birth make a difference in this world that looks askance at anything that might be unpredictable and out of control? Does this happening thousands of years ago in this very day, as we remember and respond and allow the scales to fall from our eyes, does anything change? Well, I sure hope so. Because if it doesn't do it, if this skirts the most tender of life's intimacies and the most blazing of life's needs, then what will? This Christmas, 2,022 years plus since the birth of Jesus, may be the shepherd's witness that will awaken wonder in you. Maybe the heavenly gems, the gleaming light, the purposeful angelic chorus finds your heart, and may it beat a little faster, a little frothier, a little more purposeful. And may the light that beams from the very heart of this vast universe and the promise of startling peace bring you radiant hope and allow you to kick up your heels with the sheep licking at them on your way to a birth, a new life, a gentle and glorious God baby. Thanks and glory be to God. Amen.